All right. What's one demonic or horrific or kind of ghosty thing that you legitimately believed in as a child?
That I legitimately believed
You
in.
thought this was real. It
I
was a real threat and you
seriously.
prepared for
Okay,
it.
so you want to. You're going to make fun of me. All right. So you know, like swimming pools? Okay. So we had a swimming pool. And you know, like how there's the light in the swimming pool? So at night, my brother would turn the lights off sometimes in the swimming pool. And I seriously thought that, like, at night, that creatures came out of the deep end and you couldn't go into the deep end of the swimming
Wow. So you would get
pool.
into the shallow end, even if
I
the demons were in
Yes.
the
We would go and play in the shallow end, and I was seriously afraid to go in the deep end. Like, if a ball or something went over there, like we were playing, I would like swim as fast as I could. Like, oh my God, it's so
Show me
embarrassing.
that's dumb. You're telling me that like I believed in the demons
I
and
see.
I still got in
No,
the
it
water with them.
wasn't demons. Like, I thought there was like crocodiles and sharks and
But you still got in there.
yeah, it was still in the shallow. The shallow, they weren't in the shallow end.
They could still swim
It
into
was
that
literally,
area,
okay, I
Shelby.
kid you not. Like, the shallow end went, and then it dipped. And it was right at that dip. That was the barrier. They knew the barrier.
Ridiculous, dude.
Just.
They don't know the barrier at the beach. They'll come and get you.
That's why I don't get in that water. You know, that's one of my fears. I don't like water where I can't see what's around
I don't
me.
like water in general. Like pools,
I like water, but
beach,
I
lakes,
don't like.
the shower.
My God. Well, that's real
Yeah, I'm like a
creepy.
cat.
Meow.
I will hiss
How
at
do
you.
cats always come up in our
I don't know.
discussion?
Why are you always
And
doing
why do I always meow? I have a
Oh,
problem.
man. All right. So, welcome back to Behind the Circulation Desk.
Welcome. If you guys can't tell, it's the witching hour.
I think that's technically at
Ooh.
3 o'clock in the
I
morning,
think
isn't
it
it?
is, but it sounded good to me. The witching day. Well, we're not there yet, but we're in October. I'm
It's
close
October
enough,
3rd. Really
right?
quick, can I give a shout out?
Yeah, shout it out.
Happy birthday to my cousin April.
Happy
I
birthday
know you're gonna be listening to this
to
later, so
you.
just
I
wanted to
don't
throw out
sing.
that.
That's as much as I'll
No,
do. Okay.
it's fine. She doesn't deserve it. She doesn't know what good food is. Anyways, that's just a
Wow, that's a
personal
bold
jab at
statement.
her. She's gonna
What does
call
she
me and text me
like the
later.
circus peanuts for Halloween
No, no, no,
treats?
no,
Is that
no.
what
It's
you're
just we were, I
saying?
was talking about Tacos de Julio last time,
Oh yeah.
which are amazing, April. And she didn't agree with me.
Okay. Well, some people have differing opinions. I
Yeah,
gotcha.
she's wrong, but that's besides the point. So, anyways, happy birthday, April.
Hey, did you see everyone talking about, I think it was on Twitter, like what's the worst Halloween candy in the world or like that you ever
No,
had?
I haven't, but I
What's
heard about
yours?
it. The
What's
worst
yours?
Halloween candy for me is those. I don't even know. It's like it's black and orange. They're coming in black and orange
It's the
wrappers.
peanut butter chews.
Yeah, well, those
Yeah.
things were gross. Back when I
They
could
were
eat them and I
gross.
wasn't allergic to peanuts,
Yeah.
it was
Like
nasty.
way back in the day. You know what I always hated to get? The rolls of like the sweet tart. Not sweet tarts, the
The
Smarties. I
Smarties.
hated getting the
It okay. I
Smarties.
like Smarties,
I like them now, but
but
as a
it's
kid,
like, what the hell is this? Like,
yeah.
why are you giving this to
I don't
me?
want Smarties.
I
I
want
want like the good
chocolate. Yeah,
stuff.
I want Reese's
Yeah, the
Pieces.
peanut butter, those were
You
gross
know,
too.
and the only lollipops that were acceptable were the, what are those called?
Dum Dums?
Not the Dum Dums, they're the bigger ones. They have bubble gum in the middle.
Oh, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
Yes, Tootsie
Yeah.
Pops. Yes, Tootsie Pops
That's
were
not bubble
amazing.
gum in the middle, though.
It's you're right. It
Those
was
are, what are those? I know
I
what
don't
you're.
know what you're talking
Blow
about.
Pops. Blow
Blow Pops.
Pops. Boom.
Boom.
Blow
Yeah,
Pops.
baby. Tootsie Rolls, Tootsie Pop. Tootsie Rolls were in the Tootsie Pops.
Tootsie Pops. Yeah, Tootsie
Yeah.
Rolls were in the Tootsie Pops. And there was only specific flavors that I liked.
Orange.
I hated the orange.
What? Get
Yes. Yes,
out.
I liked the cherry and
The
the blue
cherry.
wrapper,
Okay, the blue
which
wrapper
I
was,
think was
oh,
like root
yeah,
beer,
it was. That was
and then
good.
the brown wrapper, which was the chocolate going into Tootsie.
Dude, that brown one was gross.
No, it was not. It was,
It
oh.
was chocolate in
Chocolate going
hard
into
candy form.
Tootsie.
That doesn't, that's not right. Chocolate should be chocolate, and
Root
that's it.
beer or cola or whatever. Cola.
Yeah,
Cola. Cola.
cola.
Cola going into Tootsie. Cherry going into Tootsie or chocolate going into
Orange was the
more
best
chocolate.
one.
No, the orange was
Yeah.
disgusting.
Okay, see, this is why nobody likes you.
You mean that's why no one likes you? Because who likes the orange one?
Normal
Let's take a
people
vote. Who likes the orange?
versus who likes
Likes.
everything else.
Yeah, the orange one.
That's, yeah, no. This is
All
why,
right.
yeah,
Moving
okay.
on, moving
Moving
on,
on to
moving
more
on,
serious
moving
things.
on.
So it's October, And we wanted to give you guys our kind of like, I guess our favorites when it comes to horror. Horror is my favorite genre when it comes to reading and
Pulling from a lot of those.
Yeah,
I like true crime, thriller, mystery, but you're true horror.
Horror is great. Yeah. And there have been some titles that I'm going to go over in this that my friends have actually asked me, why are you reading this? And
whatever.
Yeah, it's good and fun.
You read what you like.
Yeah.
And you know, for me, like, what really freaks me out is stuff that could actually happen. That's what kind of like, gets me all creeped out.
That's cool, too. I like that stuff, but I like, you know, the ghosts, the horror, the vampires,
mummies. You're all about that. I'm like, what's really going to happen? That's probably why I like true crime so much.
I also like things that are unexplicable, like things that never get resolved, cosmic things that happen, issues, stuff that's so unbelievably impossible. But you see the effects on the human psyche when the person writes about it, and it really kind of gets to you, like, how would I react to that?
All right.
So, like, if
I'm getting all philosophical again.
Yes, I know. So what we're going to do is we're going to just talk about a couple of ones. I'm going to talk about one, then Shelby will talk about another.
Yes.
And then Shelby will talk about maybe a couple more, and then we'll go back and forth.
And then we're going to do something really awesome at the very end that I can't wait for. And just remember, we can't do this one until the very end.
Okay.
When we actually look at all of them and talk about them. That's
totes legit. That's going to be legit.
And did you just say totes?
That's a totes.
Totes my goats.
Totes my goats.
If you guys don't know totes my goats, just literally Google totes my goats. So T-O-T-M-E-S.
Yep.
M-A. Goats. Like a goat.
Like, nah.
And you're going to see the most awesome picture in the world.
It's
okay,
going to be
done.
Great.
I'm done.
But anyways, and at the end of it, we want to encourage you guys to have the same discussion amongst yourselves.
Yes.
And
with your students,
too.
Have
great.
Fun with them.
Yeah. So, first one I want to talk about is the one that I had on my nightstand, and my roommate asked me, what the hell is wrong with you, when he saw me reading it at night.
Oh.
And that book is The Exorcist.
Oh.
Not the movie, it was the book. And this was such a phenomenal, get under your skin, in the recesses of your mind, good book. Because not only does it talk about like all the demon stuff, but it talks about the nature of true evil. And the place of it in our society. It does get a little philosophical towards in the book, you know, as opposed to the movie where she's spinning around throwing up all over the place, you know, saying the C word.
The projectile.
You know what I'm talking about.
Jimmy, you cannot say that
on
this show.
But she said it in the movie and it was phenomenal. But it was a little girl who said that word and it's just like, okay, anyways.
Moving on.
The book was really scary. It did keep me up at night. There was a period where I was kind of in the middle where the priest was doing his prep work.
Yeah.
For the exorcism, and I had to sleep with the light on.
Really?
I had to sleep
during
with the
that
light
part?
On. Yeah. And 31-year-old man.
Oh, you read it at that point
in
life. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So
okay.
I highly recommend it. If you've seen the movie, read the book.
Yeah.
You won't be let down.
Okay, so I've got a lot here.
Okay.
And I'm gonna rattle off a couple of them really quick, but I'm gonna talk about the two that are kind of my big two.
All right.
Okay.
Go for it.
So I've got a list of some true crime, like, need to read ones. Okay. So I've got Helter Skelter, which everyone should check out. Zodiac.
Right.
Okay. Stranger Beside Me.
Okay.
Butterfly Garden, which kind of falls in that whole realm of things.
Okay.
Blood and Money.
All right.
Do you know Blood and Money?
No. Okay. Every single title that you're listening here, I haven't read.
In Cold Blood.
I heard of
Capote.
That one. Never read it.
Another good one. I'll Be Gone in the Dark.
See,
and I've mentioned
one.
I'll Be Gone in the Dark before.
Yeah, you have.
Yes.
All
so
right.
my big ones here have to be read.
Mm-hmm.
I'll Be Gone in the Dark.
Okay.
Just, it's very relevant to today because, you know, we find out all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Guy's been captured all these years later.
Yeah.
And she has Michelle McNamara is the one that wrote this book, has such a fantastic way of telling the story of everything that came about, not being, you know, all the stories, not just of the murders, but also the case, the situations, everything that was going on.
Okay.
Right? And one that I didn't mention here, I totally forgot, The Midnight Assassin is another good one. So that one, I'll also mention that one along with this one. So Midnight Assassin, Skip Hollandsworth, first known serial killer in the United States.
Okay.
Okay. Set in Austin, Texas.
Oh, Interesting.
Yes. Now, there are many people that believe that he potentially could have become Jack the Ripper.
Really?
Mm-hmm. This guy. Wow. Still don't know who it is.
Yeah.
Lots of theories, guesses, things like that. But there are some people that were living in Austin at the time that traveled over to those areas of London that they have on, like, ship records and stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah. But a great, great
That's
book.
Pretty interesting.
And what's even cooler,
yeah,
is Skip Hollandsworth is going to be one of the speakers at TLA this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And, that's
and he writes a lot of, like, true crime stuff like that.
That's interesting. I'm looking forward to that.
But Blood and Money is another one that I'm going to make mention. And the reason why is this is about a family, true story, takes place in River Oaks, just down the road.
Did you know the Candyman murders were here in Houston?
I did.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So, they were in the Heights.
I had no idea how many different ones took place here in Houston.
I think there was
a lot of them we weren't alive for, or we were just, you know, really young.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when did you go and watch Mindhunter yet?
No.
Because they make mention of some different ones that happened here in Houston. I was like, oh my God, that happened in Houston.
No, it's nuts.
How did I not know this?
Yeah.
What's even crazier is when I was at school at Arizona State, we had two sets of mass murder serial killers going on at the same time.
Wow.
We had one called the Baseline Rapist.
Yeah.
He was mostly raping people. I think he ended up killing two or three people. Wow. I don't remember if he got caught. And then the other one, we had the guy that was shooting people as they were driving.
Oh, yeah.
We had both of those going on at the same time.
Dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was so crazy.
That stuff freaks me out.
Yeah.
See, this is why I don't like that kind of horror, Shelby.
Yeah, see, you can't take it. You can't take the real.
No, I read to escape, you know? When
you
I'm reading about something, some guy out there in a car shooting at people while they're driving.
Just for no reason.
Like,
driving
can you imagine
the road.
Going to work and then just getting popped in the head?
So that one was happening in Arizona. But remember at the same time, like up in, was it Baltimore
or
Washington?
Guy driving around
the guy
in
with
that,
the kid.
Yeah.
With his kid.
In that sedan or something like that. Yeah, they were going around just shooting people.
Yeah.
You can't defend yourself against that kind of
crazy.
That kind of random.
Yeah.
You know, and you know what? That's why it's probably
that
kind
of
horror.
That's why it freaks you out.
That's why it freaks me out because that stuff can happen.
And that's why I still hold true to the fact that The Strangers is the scariest movie ever for scary movies.
Yeah.
I still hold true to that fact because it could actually happen because people sometimes are just maniacs.
Yeah, they're messed up.
Yeah.
Just
right.
Absolute
maniacs. Moving on.
Really quick, to talk about the Jack the Ripper, there is a graphic novel that I was going to talk about later, but I'm going to talk about now.
Do it.
Called From Hell.
I've not read this, but you did mention it.
This book, forget the guy's name. He's really popular.
We'll find it.
Yeah, so From Hell.
We'll put it in our notes.
Yeah, this guy takes the Jack the Ripper saga and puts it in graphic novel form. This thing is a compendium. It's thick, right? It's about the size of like my hand.
From Hell, right?
From
look
hell.
At me writing it down right now.
Yeah. Even though it's on a Google Doc and you could access
it
easily.
Sometimes I need it.
But this was a really good graphic novel I read during my early college years and stuck with me. I don't have a copy of it because I broke the cardinal rule. As an educator, I let a student borrow a book and he never gave it back. Yeah, that was the first and many other times that I've done it.
It happens.
But anyway, so that one's a good one.
You just have to know going in, you're probably not going to get it back.
So, like, my stuff is mostly like ghosts and zombies and monsters and creatures of the night. But another book that really scared the heck out of me, The Haunting on Hill House, which was made into that Netflix show. Now, the Netflix show was cool.
I haven't seen the Netflix show.
You know, has to deal with family drama and all that stuff. But the book itself was one of the greatest horror stories I've ever read. In addition to that, I have Gothic Tales by Elizabeth Glasgow. Dracula and Frankenstein. Now, if you're probably wondering why did I pick those, it's because when I was studying abroad, I took this Gothic literature class. And what was cool about that is that we studied the Gothic as a genre. And Elizabeth Glasgow was one of the pioneers for that. Obviously, Mary Shelley for Frankenstein and then Bram Stoker's Dracula. Those were all really good ones. But The Haunting on Hill House as well. These were the cornerstone pieces of this literary, genre?
Yeah.
And those ones, I don't know, they just stuck out to me. They're really creepy. They're really intense. And this classic horror, I mean, I know a lot of you probably read them and think, like, really, that wasn't that scary.
But still, if it's holding a significance.
Exactly.
Okay. You're going to think I'm a weirdo here.
I do already.
I know, right? Okay, The Wizard of Oz.
Right.
Have we had this discussion no. about The Wizard of Oz?
Tell me, because when I saw that, I raised my eyebrow, but then I thought, she'll explain
it to me. Okay, so for those of you that don't know, Jimmy and I separately wrote out our scary books that scared us. And then we shared them with each other.
This is literally the title, Scary Books for October -podcast.
Yeah. So on my notes, I have The Wizard of Oz in parentheses. Mm-hmm. I've never been able to pick up the book. So I have some issues with The Wizard of Oz. Like, can't watch the movie. And everyone's like, oh, is it the flying monkeys? Oh, is it? No, it's not. It is the first scene in the movie mm-hmm. with the tornado. Okay. So America, get ready for this. All right.
Let's hear it.
And my parents, I apologize in advance for telling the story. Okay. So one summer, I don't remember how old I was. I really don't, like off the mm-hmm. top of my head. Maybe five. I hate to admit if I'm any older than all that, right. four or five. My mom will probably retweet. She was 12. No, I wasn't 12.
This was 3 weeks ago.
This was last week. So my mom had to go to this event in Dallas. Right. Okay, so
that's already scary.
It's already scary. You're in Dallas. Right? Ugh, sorry, Dallas people. So my dad wanted to do some. My brother and I went. You know, dad mm-hmm. went, and we wanted to do some fun things while we were there. So he like took us to Rangers game, mm-hmm. and what else did we do? We went to Six Flags. We did all these fun things. And there's a Ripley's Believe It or Not museum there. Okay, now you have to remember this is my child brain. Okay.
I don't know where this is
30
going.
30 years later, still plays these scenes in my head. Okay.
All right.
So we get to the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum. Okay, wax museums are creepy to start with. Let's face it. Okay, people?
Mm-hmm.
Wax museums are creepy.
I don't understand why people go to those in the first place.
We needed something fun to do. So we're going through, and they were having this special where they had scenes from The Wizard of Oz.
Joy.
What's the first scene in The Wizard of Oz? I just... was talking about the tornado scene, right? Okay. So we go, she's creepy, right?
Uh-huh.
So we go into this room and it's like, to me, it was this giant room with like people on the wall and like animals on the wall. And it looked like you were in the middle of a tornado and there are sounds in there. And I freaked out. Total meltdown tantrum. My brother's like laughing at me. My dad has to pick me up and carry me out of there. And I don't know if this is true or not. Parents, correct me if I'm wrong. But I just remember like getting an ice cream and like everything being okay. Okay?
Wow.
Like letting it go, whatever. Okay? That night.
All right.
That night.
Because I'm looking at you.
Okay? Now just wait before you look at me like a weirdo. That night at our hotel, we were staying at the Anatole, and it has like this really tall tower, right, that goes with it. And we were in the towers. Pretty high up, too. Okay? That night in the hotel, tornado.
Are you serious?
Yes. And the building swayed.
I know this is not funny, dude, but it's hilarious.
With the wind. Since then, tragic, like, feelings about
weather. Live in Texas.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
The movie Twister was set in Texas.
It doesn't matter, Jimmy. It's Oklahoma, right?
Oklahoma? I thought it was Texas.
Doesn't
I could
matter.
Be wrong.
I think it's
either
Oklahoma,
way,
buddy.
There's like a bunch of tornadoes. And
we don't live in Tornado Alley. We don't live in Tornado.
There was one in Jersey Village during Harvey.
I know.
There was one down the street from my house.
I understand. Our house did not get hit.
If not, you would have
But don't you So I know every room you're supposed to go into during...
You better get some ice cream on demand in your house to make things okay.
You know what the safest room in a house is. See, when you're afraid of something, you know everything. It's like me and sharks. Do you know what the safest room in a house is?
No, I don't.
Underneath the stairs, right there.
What if you're in a one-story house?
In the bathroom, in the tub. You're looking at me like, okay, moving on.
Okay. Anyways.
But now you know the story of The Wizard of Oz and why I can't even pick it up, because just looking at the cover freaks me out. Done. Okay. Moving on.
A couple of other titles that I had on my list. World War Z.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't read that, I highly recommend it. For those of you apocalyptic, fanatics who are thinking that, you stock up on food, you have your machetes, you have your hatchets, you have like 10,000 rounds of ammo because the zombies are coming.
They're coming.
Read that book, because I've never seen or read anything that takes on the zombie apocalypse with such academic integrity
as
that book does. And it's just one of those things, like, you read it and you're like, man, I did not think, yeah, that would
you
legitimately
didn't think that through,
be
did
like
you?
That. Yeah. And in conjunction with that, a graphic novel, a.k.a. a comic book, because it is a serialized comic. All right, not a graphic novel. These things were issued in monthly series, people. It's a comic book. The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
The Walking Dead. Now, the show has gone off the rails.
But that lately, graphic novel is
but
good.
That graphic novel is solid. The
I
first
couldn't
few,
keep
yeah.
going with the show. I tried.
Yeah. No, the
I
show
really
is
tried.
Abysmal, yeah.
You know, it's when they were in the prison.
Yeah.
Ugh,
and
get
I gotta
out of
tell
the prison
you,
already.
The comic
That's
ended abruptly before issue 200. And I still don't know why I haven't finished it. But the comic towards the end, for me anyways, kind of got the same way in the sense of like, are we serious?
Are
we really fighting another faction? No, they're long gone. But it got really repetitive. But I tell you what, the overall arc of the story is really good. It's really creepy. It talks about a lot of things that ordinarily we don't talk about with, you know, like sci-fi, you know horror, things like that. But I would recommend it. And then I have this one right here, and I have it in front of me. It's in Spanish, but it's translated in English, but it's called Los Brujos No Son Lo Que Parecen. That means the owls are not what they seem.
I'm sorry, the name just makes me
Yeah.
Now, Those is, owls are not what they seem,
This is
Jimmy.
By Bernardo Esquinca.
I'm
and
sorry.
And the reason is because...
That cracks me up.
I know, because
is
owls...
Is it because of the translation?
No. Or? Owls in particularly, I don't know, I want to say Mexican culture... are a sign of evil.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
They're bad omens. If you see an owl outside your home, you better close the doors, lock, you know, shut the shutters and get some salt, right? Throw it around the doorway.
You better put it all over.
You better put it around you, girl. Just walk around in the constant
You better get in that bathtub and salt around it.
Underneath the star or the stairwell.
Under the stairs and salt the area.
But this is a collection of short stories, and it's just... one of the creepiest things I ever read. One of the stories in here is about a woman who I'm going to get to that in a minute.
Okay.
Don't look at the time. It's about a woman whose husband, you know, dies. But the reason is that she got him ill-gottenly. She put a spell on this guy for him to fall in love with her. He ends up dying. She tries to bring him back. And what she gets is a shell. Of the man.
Of, okay.
Right.
So that typical thought process. I gotcha.
But it's just, there's so many in here that are just like, dang, that was messed up.
Those owls are not what they seem.
Exactly. The owls are not what they seem. So if you like horror that's like really creepy in that sense, get that. Now, the one I covered up, and really quick, I just want to mention The Road. The Road is a good one.
It is. The Road is a good book.
Apocalyptic novels aside. The one book that I found to be the scariest I have ever read in my life, and it took me 5 years to read it. Don't laugh at me, all right? This book was messed up. It's called House of Leaves by Mark Danielewski.
I've never heard of this.
The premise of this story, there's three different stories going on in this book, okay? The one story is the actual account of the family that this was happening to. The other one is the story of the man who was writing kind of like a thesis on this particular subject, right? And the horrors that befell him. And then it's the footnotes of the guy who discovered all of this bundled up together.
So it's like everything what happened to the people in Poltergeist. Do you remember that?
Yes. So that's what House of Leaves is.
Everyone that was in the movie of Poltergeist, that's to me still creeps me out.
But the premise is that this family lives in this house and there's an alternate dimension in there. And they go around mucking around in there, obviously, as people do. And it's just, Shelby, I would read a chapter. I would get nightmares for like weeks or months.
No.
And then I'd have to put it down.
What was that silly movie that came out recently where the people were from like the alter? I don't know if they were from an altered dimension, but they were trying to be like the other family and they wore the masks.
Oh, I know
With
what you're talking
like,
about.
That like sound in the background. Yeah. It was a recent. Oh, yeah. I couldn't watch the commercials for that one. That
I don't
one
know
did
what that
freak
was,
me out.
But
I couldn't even watch the commercials for that
so,
one.
So this book.
Because it was like the other family trying to be
the
them.
Lines of that.
That was so creepy.
And there's one part in
that
the book.
That kid wears the mask.
There's this one part of the book where the guy's talking about SOS and Morse code, which is.
Gosh.
Right?
No, please don't.
I know, dude.
What's coming.
I know.
I already know
and
what's coming.
The way
no.
he incorporates that into the story is like, oh my God, I got goosebumps right now and I got chills. Guys, House of Leaves, Mark Z. Danielewski, go buy that book, read it. No, get back with me, because hardly, very few people ever get through
I'm
it.
I'm already creeped
and
out.
And I need someone to talk to
this book
about.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
I got it in my bag for you.
Okay, so real quick, and then we'll talk about some other ones in a second.
All right.
Favorite Stephen King's. We're just going to list them because we could talk about those for hours.
Okay.
Favorite Stephen King's on your list.
The Long Walk.
Yep.
Pet Sematary.
Yep, I've got that one too.
And what's that one called? It's about the Dark Tower.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, Dark Tower
that
series.
That was a good one.
Me, Cujo.
Mm-hmm.
Pet Sematary I had on there too.
Mm-hmm.
The Stand.
Yeah, The Stand was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That whole scene in the movie theater. Oh, God. Still gives me nightmares. Mentioning, like, with The Stand, yeah. Hot Zone. If you haven't read The Hot Zone, whoo.
And Dean Koontz's Intensity.
Yes.
That was a good one, too.
Yeah.
So, moving past that. All right. I'm going to run down a list of graphic novels really quick. I'm going to talk about a few notables.
I've got three. Mm-hmm. That I just find just creepy as all get up. Not necessarily like scary,
mm-hmm.
but creepy.
That's good.
Creepy.
I got mine are along the lines
you
of the same.
You do yours and I'll be right after that.
So, talking about mangas, Devilman, about demons. Uzumaki, this one literally is about swirls. It's
sounds weird.
It's crazy weird.
Sounds weird.
Yeah. Same author, Tomi, it's about this girl who won't die. Same author, Gio. I forgot to get the author's name, guys. I apologize, but I'll have it up on the list. So those three are mangas. The other graphic novels that I'm going to talk about here, Rawhead Rex, just good old-fashioned plain evil monster. All right? Read it. It's horrible. You're probably going to look it up and think, man, this guy's got some weird taste. 30 Days a Night, was made into a movie. That was a good one. Sandman, American Vampire, Tales from the Crypt, the original comic books. Those were awesome.
Yes.
Fatale. This one is a good, like, kind of like noir style comic that has like demonology and all that good stuff in it. Rachel Rising by Terry Moore. This is by a Houston author. It's a graphic novel.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Check it out. Okay. Rachel Rising and Through the Woods.
Through the Woods is creepy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So my big creepy, like, just... Oh, yeah, just plain creepy. Okay, Thornhill, which is a newer graphic novel,
mm-hmm.
okay, but reminded me so much of, and here's my real creepy one, Coraline. Coraline still to this day just creeps me out. Yes, creeps
that was Neil,
me
right? Neil Gaiman?
Out. Yeah. And then another one of his. I enjoy his writing, but it's so strange sometimes.
Yeah.
The Graveyard Book.
That
and so
was a
many
strange
people
book.
Love it.
Yeah.
But to me, it was just so creepy weird.
I enjoyed reading it, but I tell you one thing, I did not miss it when I finished.
Yeah, so strange and creepy weird. He's a fantastic author.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's just like, I get creeped out.
Mm-hmm. Really quick, I'm talking about YA. I left this book off. Doll Bones.
Oh, yeah.
Doll Bones is a really good story. It's about three friends who have to kind of like take this doll to her resting place because it's haunted. Kind of deal. It's a coming of age story, most definitely. But the book was so creepy. I remember I read it in the fall, mm-hmm. and it was like a perfect fit. So when the first cold front comes in and you're enjoying your pumpkin spice latte, guys, read Doll Bones.
I think Doll Bones and the Graveyard Book, like we were saying, is a pretty good, like, getting ready for fall. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I have one that I have not read yet.
Okay.
But all my kids rave about it completely. It's called Bad Girls Don't Die.
I never heard of that.
Yeah. Write it down. Another YA. Never read it, but I've had multiple kids rave about it. Bad Girls Don't Die.
That's like half of my cousins. I'm never going to
And then there's a new Bardugo coming out called Ninth House that I'm interested
okay.
in, too.
Nice.
Yeah, so we're going to have to check that one out. Now,
I have a couple of nonfiction really fast.
Do it really quick, and then we'll do our big one.
In the Devil's Snare is an accurate portrayal of the Salem witchcraft trials.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that was the one I was – sorry. I just got really excited because I forgot about that one.
And the – I call this nonfiction because it's technically true. The Necronomicon, that's the Book of the Dead.
Yeah.
These are kind of like your black magic spells and things like that. For those of you who believe in that stuff, wouldn't toy around with it. But for those of you who aren't superstitious or just people who are a little stitious and aren't superstitious.
I'm just a little stitious.
Yeah. Check it out. You know, it's an interesting read. Disclaimer, it's about evil stuff.
Disclaimer, so, don't have a Ouija board in your
house. You don't? Oh, my God. I don't know what the heck is wrong with people. If you have a Ouija board in your house,
go throw it away.
Burn it. You have to go outside and burn it. I don't know what the heck is wrong with you. I'm not going to set foot in your house. All right.
Are you ready for this?
So this is the big piece, the big, oh, what's the word?
Okay. The finale.
The finale, yes.
Yeah, the finale.
Okay.
Okay, so Jimmy and I are very close in age.
Very close in age.
What's your birthday? I'm May 14th of 84.
I'm June 25th.
Of 84. Yeah. Okay, so these two things are a big part of our childhood and growing up and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. The first one we'll start with, we won't get, these will be our last thing.
Okay.
But the first one we'll start with was one of our favorite TV shows.
Yes.
Growing up.
Mm-hmm.
On Nickelodeon. Read it out.
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Oh,
that show was great.
With that swing?
Yes.
I still to this day think of that swing.
Oh, my God.
And the, oh, yeah.
It was so creepy. Yeah. And if we watched it now, we'd probably be like,
oh, these are scary at all.
Yeah, we'd laugh and all that stuff. But when you're a kid, you know, what was the golden age of Nickelodeon during that time?
Oh,
we had
that
to be, 10, 11? Yeah, 10 or 11 because Our Real Monsters 11. Came out when
yes,
I was about 12.
Our Real Monsters.
I loved that show.
Yeah.
And it came out on Halloween. I still remember that.
Ren and Stimpy,
mm-hmm.
Rugrats, Doug.
Yes.
We had that one. Do you remember the old one? This was before that. Hey, dude. It's
yeah.
a little wild, a little strange.
Yes,
okay,
I remember
I'm
that.
Done. That's all my singing.
Rocko's Modern Life.
Rocko's Modern Life.
I love that stuff.
Cat Dog.
Cat
was kind of at the very end of it.
That was like
but
the
still
tail end
within
of that
there.
Era. Yeah,
yeah.
You're right.
And then you get into SpongeBob after that for the other kids.
That's all right.
Yeah, done with that. All right. So, the big reveal.
And this is, I was just arguing about my cousin Vicky about this. I still think Stephen King is better, but I'm not saying this author is bad.
No.
I'm just
it's
saying,
right.
you know, but it's like, for me, nostalgia does not equate good literature.
Exactly. I mean,
sorry,
yeah.
Vicky.
So, R.L. Stein. Jimmy
Stein.
And I, we found the link of all the old R.L. Stein Goosebumps book covers.
Yep.
So we're going to scroll through really quick and say the ones that creeped us out the most.
Welcome to Dead House.
Creepy.
Creepy. Let's see. Stay Out of the Basement. That
creepy.
Was creepy.
That one was creepy. And Monster Blood.
Nah.
Those didn't bother
Say
me.
Say Cheese and Die, not
didn't
really.
Didn't bother me.
The Curse of the Mummy's Tomb was
The Invisible,
Let's get invisible
one,
no.
yeah.
Night of the Living Dummy, that freaked me out.
What's that guy's name? What's
toys.
His name?
I don't know.
Not Stanley. Someone remember his name. Slappy? Slappy?
Slappy?
Was it Slappy? It was Slappy, wasn't
something
it?
Something like that.
Yeah, it's something weird like
we
that.
We might be wrong.
Yeah. Correct us if we're wrong.
Let's see.
Yeah,
the
girl
who
cried monster.
Nah. Welcome to Camp Nightmare.
Creepy.
Even
creepy.
The show.
Yes.
Remember when they did the show?
Yes.
That was
Sorry,
creepy.
I'm slamming on the table here.
No,
yes.
It was
okay.
good.
What else we got?
The Ghost Next Door.
Nah.
Pass. The Haunted Mask.
Yes, where we'd attack your face.
It attaches in and then you become the demon. Let's
What's
see.
This one?
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
That's just.
No, that one with the lessons can
lessons
be murder.
Yeah, that was all right. The Werewolf of Fever Swamp was decent. You Can't Scare Me.
That one was okay. Oh, this one creeped me out. I don't know why. One Day at Horrorland.
Yeah, that
I
was,
can't remember why, but I remember.
It's the whole amusement park thing. You know, it's like it comes back into the idea of who's that guy? He was a psychologist.
I don't know.
Freud.
I don't know.
Freud talks about the theory of the uncanny. If you haven't noted, go talk about it. Things that are supposed to be lively, things that are supposed to be
but
fun,
are actually,
but
like
are
clowns.
Abandoned,
like clowns.
Yeah, can be
Sorry,
really uncanny because they're supposed to be full of life.
Yeah, they're supposed to be fun. They're creepy. That one.
Why I'm Afraid of Bees.
Yeah.
Nah. Monster Blood 2.
Okay, this one, Deep Trouble.
Yeah,
and again,
I never read
you
that
won-
one.
You wonder why I thought there was, you know, creepy stuff in the deep end of the
that's
pool.
That's why, because you're reading that stuff. The Scarecrow Walks at Midnight.
Yeah, that one was
freaky.
Creepy. Okay, this one, Go Eat Worms, nah. Nah. That one,
Ghost Beach,
man.
And this is kind of where the Return of
All
the Mummy.
All the mummy ones,
nah,
man.
It starts to get off into that. I tell you one thing, though. Night of the Living Dummy 2, Night of the Living Dummy 3 were still legit.
They were, but they, All the Monster Bloods. It came from beneath the sink. That one was
all right. Yeah.
But, you know,
I
we
did like
so
Choose
many.
Your Own Adventure ones when they came to Goosebumps. That was always awesome.
Night of the Living Dummy 2. Okay, The Barking Ghost creeped me out. And I'm a
dog
lover, and that one creeped me out. I think that's why.
It's very Cujo-esque.
Let's see, any others on here? Haunted Mask 2 was okay.
Yeah. Head and you know, the good. Series wasn't bad either.
Nah.
You know, that was on channel, what, 20 back in the day?
I don't remember what number it was.
Channel 26, something. But If you're inclined for a good scare, guys, go check out some of these titles. We already have this list typed up. We're going to put it on the actual podcast for this time.
So we just need to get the authors. I need to put the authors.
Yeah, I need to put my authors as well.
And there's a couple extras we didn't talk about that you guys are welcome to check out.
If you're only going to read one, for me, I would want you to read... Shoot, that's tough.
I know.
I would really want you to read... Los Bujos No Son Lo Que Parecen, and The Owls Are Not What They Seem. That's a pretty good collection. Stop laughing at the title.
I'm sorry. Those owls are not what they seem.
And if you want a good graphic novel to read that'll get you scared, Rachel Rising actually is pretty good. The one I told you about, the Houston-based author.
So for me, I'll Be Gone in the Dark.
All right.
Like, it's just my book right now of, like, creepy true crime, stuff like that. Because, I mean, it's – and there's so many of them that are so good. So, for true crime, I'll Be Gone in the Dark. Oh, man. Now I can't think. Yeah, I'm going to hold on that one for right now.
That's all right.
Yeah, I'm going to hold on that one.
All right. I don't think I'm reading anything scary right now, but I know I'm going to go watch that Midsommar movie.
Well, you know what I'm reading. Murder in the Bayou.
Girl, we're going to have a whole podcast on that when you're done with it.
Yeah, we're going to have to because I have...
You have a lot to say about
it. I do. I have a lot to say about this book. Okay.
Very nice. All right.
We'll get to that.
Well, those are our recommendations for Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Y'all have
happy
a great
haunting.
One.
Happy haunting.
Yes, happy haunting. And next time we'll talk about my real life ghost stories, but that's a different one. All right. So I'm Jimmy.
I'm Shelby.
And we'll see you guys next time.